Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Friend Like to Wear Girl Dress's Final Part, written by Emily Ross. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. Eventually, when he'd finished, or at least eaten what he could manage, his curiosity got the better of him. Can I ask you some personal questions? Of course, if they're too personal, I don't need to answer them. Dan, said Johnny, sorry, Tanya, how long have you been, you know, wearing skirts? Dan replied. Yeah, Johnny nodded. I don't know, since I was about 14, I think. And how often do you do it? It depends on opportunity. Living here with you, I don't get much time on my own, maybe a couple of times a month, Dan said honestly. Have you ever been out dressed as a girl? God, no, you're the first person to meet Tanya. Really? Yes. So nobody else knows. What about Kristen? Asked Johnny. I hope she has no inkling at all. Do you want to have the operation cut it off? Oh, no, said Dan, horrified. I don't want to be a woman just dressed like one occasionally. I'm a normal red-blooded male. I'm not gay, I fancy girls, but sometimes I like putting on makeup, a dress, nylons, and high heels. So why do you do it? Johnny's curiosity was growing. I wish I could explain. Why did I first go into my mom's bedroom and try on one of her skirts? It makes me feel good, Dan replied. Can't you stick to Valium? Johnny asked, smiling. Or vodka? No, it makes me feel really good. Exhilarated, elated, euphoric. I'm floating on cloud nine. It's better than any drug. And then there's the excitement. The fear of being caught makes my heart pump faster and faster. The pleasure intensifies. I can't describe it, Johnny. The only way to find out is to try it. Well, perhaps not, said Johnny, threatened. Coffee? Asked Dan, searching for an opportunity to change the subject away from his peccadilloes. He stood up and walked over to the kettle. Yes, please, said Johnny. So it turns you on? He asked, returning to the original topic of conversation. Dan turned to Johnny as he filled up the kettle and gave a guilty nod. Dan nodded guiltily again. He hadn't expected such an inquisition. He didn't need to say anything at all, but Johnny was his friend. They'd known each other for years. There was a strong bond between them. He wanted and needed Johnny's support. Do you fantasize about making love to a woman dressed as Tanya? Johnny continued. Dan nodded again. What about Tanya having romance with a guy? Johnny inquired further. No way, Dan replied. The kettle boiled. He stood up again to make the coffee. Two sugars? He knew it was two sugars. They'd lived in the same flat for 2 years. Johnny ignored the question and continued his own questions.
You say Tanya's never been out. Do you want to go out as Tanya?
Dan nodded again. In the right circumstances, he said enigmatically. Which are? It was obvious that this was a question that Dan had thought about a lot. Well, I'd need a chaperone, someone to look after me, buy me drinks, and keep me away from leering males. I'd only go to somewhere which is TV-friendly, perhaps a TV club where I'd blend in, and it wouldn't matter if I was reading.
Read?
Johnny asked. Read. Recognized as a guy. If there were other cross-dressers there, I might pick up tips from them about clothes, makeup, movements, you know. You're asking a lot of questions, Johnny. You seem uncomfortable. Are you uncomfortable with me in a skirt? Would you prefer it if I changed back to Dan? You can wear what you damn well like. I don't mind what you wear. If you want to wear skirts all the time, go ahead. I won't object. Go around the flat dressed as a St. Trinian's girl if you want, Johnny said. Dan smiled. How did you know I've got a St. Trinian's uniform? He said. Have you? Johnny asked, not sure whether Dan was joking. Dan blushed and nodded again. I went on the web today at work, said Johnny. I found out a lot about cross-dressers. There are thousands of them there. Yes, Tanya's one of them, Dan said. Really? I must look for her. Well, they all seem to like dressing in short skirts, school uniforms, cheerleader outfits, and French maids' uniforms. Dan was blushing more than ever. You've gone beetroot red, Tanya, said Johnny. Are you telling me that you have a school uniform, a cheerleader outfit, and a French maid's uniform? Dan nodded. Well, next time the flat needs dusting, will you dress as the maid? Johnny jokes. I'd love to, Dan replied seriously. Would you like me to try it on now? Well, said Johnny. In for a penny, eh? I'll tell you what. Don't put on the maid's costume, put your school uniform on. I'll clear away and wash up, okay? Sure. The evening wasn't going exactly to plan. Dan had revealed more of his inner self than he'd intended, and now he was putting on a short pinafore dress over his blouse and school tie. He wore the same stockings as before and black platforms, and had tied his hair in two bunches with pink ribbons. Dan examined himself proudly in the mirror. Just to look at himself aroused him. He was grateful that his penis was constrained by the gaff so Johnny wouldn't see the effect the school uniform had had on him. He went back into the kitchen just as Johnny was drying up the last of the plates. You like? Said Dan, teasing, doing a quick pirouette to show off his new outfit. Johnny whistled through his teeth. Oh my God, he said. You are so feminine, so realistic, it's hard to believe you have a dick under there.
Well, I have, buddy, I have. That's what worries me.
What do you mean? Asked Dan. Well, you detected I was uncomfortable. You felt it was because I didn't like you dressed as a girl. You've been very honest with me, so I'll be honest with you. The reason why I'm uncomfortable is that you are so gorgeous. I fancy you. I fancy a bloke. And that makes you feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
Well, don't worry, Dan said. The feelings aren't reciprocated. Remember, I don't fancy blokes and you're going out with Sally, okay?
Sure, but you know you said you wanted to go out as Tanya, with a chaperone. Can I be the chaperone?
Dan thought for a moment and said, What are you doing Friday night?
Friday night.
Oh, you're not going out dressed like that, said Johnny. Tanya felt hurt. He'd been planning Tanya's first venture into the outside world for months, no years. He'd mulled over in his mind what clothes, what shoes, what wig, what makeup he'd wear. Okay. He'd needed quite a few vodkas to give him the courage to do this, but he'd planned it all, every detail. Why not? Tanya asked Johnny innocently. He'd spent 2 hours making sure he looked good. He felt Johnny could at least pay him a compliment.
Don't you think that dress is too short? Johnny asked by way of an explanation. Too short? Of course it's too bloody short.
You saw that TV program, you've been on the internet, trannies love short dresses.
It was too short. Much too short. It barely covered Tanya's arse, but he loved that dress. It was black with spaghetti shoulder straps. It fitted Tanya like a glove. Okay, his panties were nearly showing, but he liked it.
You're practically asking to be raped.
Johnny, I'm a bloke.
You can still get raped. Tanya realized that Johnny was right. The outfit was provocative. High-heeled fuck-me shoes, black fishnet tights hugging his legs, and the ridiculously short dress. Underneath, he wore an extremely uncomfortable corset, which gave him a lovely figure and a realistic cleavage. 3 times, Tanya had nearly changed his mind about what he was going to wear. But with a little Dutch courage from a bottle of vodka, and he'd stuck to his plans.
Why does Johnny have to be so negative? He wondered.
Johnny, this is what I'm going to wear. Tanya put his foot down.
Okay, Johnny said as if it was none of his business.
It wasn't. He was just Tanya's chaperone. The 2 hours Tanya had used to get ready had been well spent. His makeup was just how he wanted it. He thought it was a good job. Yes, he was probably wearing too much eyeliner, but can't a girl live a little? Tanya studied himself in the long mirror. His mind was a mixture of appreciation and trepidation. He looked good, but this was a step into the unknown. He looked at the delicate watch on his wrist. 8:50. He'd ordered the taxi for 9. Oh my God, he thought. 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, I'll be going outside dressed only in a tiny dress. I'll freeze. No, that's the least of my worries. A lot of worse things could happen than freezing. He took another slug of the vodka. It'll be all right. You've planned this for ages.
What can go wrong? Johnny will look after you.
Johnny looked as worried as Tanya. He was going out with a girl wearing a dress up to her armpits. Only the girl wasn't a girl, and he would be going to some tranny club. He'd rather be dead than go there. The doorbell rang.
Shit, that's the taxi. No chickening out now, girl,
Tanya thought to himself. He couldn't give up now, but if anyone had offered him a way out, he would have accepted straight away. He took another swig of vodka. Once more, he noticed the lipstick stain on the glass.
Shit, I'll need to redo my lipstick.
He fished it out of his bag. The doorbell rang again. "Come on, do that in the taxi," said Johnny. "Now remember, act normally," he instructed. "Oh yes, act like a normal transvestite on her first night out. How can that be normal?" Tanya thought. Johnny answered the door. "Taxi, sir?" "Yes, my, girlfriend is nearly ready. Okay, darling," he called ostentatiously to his friend. "Yes," Tanya managed to mutter in his best feminine voice as he appeared in the hall. The taxi driver was studying his legs. "Come on then," Johnny said. The taxi driver turned and headed down the stairs. Johnny and Tanya followed him, Tanya at Johnny's shoulder. Johnny held open the front door for his flatmate. "Ladies first," he emphasized the word ladies. Tanya smiled at his attempt at a joke, realizing Johnny was as nervous as he was. Tanya stepped out first into the open air. It was freezing. He felt an icy blast wrap around his legs. The fishnets were no protection, and the wind seemed to blow right through to his panties. His whole body was cold. It might have been only 10 paces to the taxi, but it was 10 paces too far. Although Tanya was moving as quickly as he dared in his heels, Johnny raced ahead of him and opened the rear door of the cab. This was the first time Tanya had got into a car, and he forgot all about how he should do it. He slipped one foot in and felt his dress rise up, giving Johnny a full view of his undies. Too late, there was nothing he could do but climb in as quickly as possible and put it down to experience. In the cab, Tanya touched up his lipstick as best he could. All too soon, they were in the city center and pulling up outside the club. Johnny paid the cabbie, slipped out of the cab door, and hurried round to the other side to open the door for Tanya. Tanya was more careful getting out than he was getting in, but he still couldn't prevent that dress from riding up. He was beginning to regret wearing it. He pulled down the hem of his dress and made for the front door of the club. "Look confident," said Johnny. "Head up, smile." The couple walked past the bouncers, paid the entrance fee, and slipped down the stairs into the basement. As they entered the club, the noise and smoke hit them. It was dark except for a well-lit bar on the far side. Johnny and Tanya strolled over to the bar. On the right-hand side was a dance floor where a few people were dancing. To the left were several tables where three groups seemed to be sitting, laughing, joking, drinking. "A pint of lager and a large vodka and Red Bull, please," said Johnny to the barmaid. Tanya tried to work out whether the girl serving them in a short black dress was really a man. Johnny paid and suggested they sit on two stools at the bar. From here, they would have a good view of what was happening. Johnny balanced on one stool, sipping his pint. Tanya found it difficult to perch on the stool without his dress riding up again. Eventually, he adopted a position, half standing, half leaning against the stool that he felt was decent. The music was loud, but not so loud as to blot out conversation. They looked around, drinking in the surroundings. The customers appeared mainly female at first sight, but Tanya guessed that they were mostly girls like him. There were a few men and a few genetic girls in each group. After 10 minutes or so, two convincing trannies got up and went to the bar. Both were very attractive. One was black, wearing a silver shiny crop top with matching hot pants. She also wore silver platform boots and a platinum blonde short wig. She looked sensational with a slim, dark body. Her friend was white with shoulder-length dark hair, wearing a black dress that nearly reached her ankles. "Hi," the black girl said to Tanya. "I'm Alicia. This is Penny. Are you new here?" Tanya nodded. "Yes," he said nervously. "I'm Tanya, and this is Johnny. It's our first time here." Johnny and Penny nodded hellos. "There's always a great atmosphere," said Alicia. "Say, do you want to dance?" This hadn't quite been how Tanya had planned it, but why not? Alicia was gorgeous, he accepted. Alicia led him to the dance floor, followed by Penny and Johnny. "Thank you for taking me, darling," said Tanya as she brazenly kissed Johnny on the cheek, leaving a big red smudge. They were safely in the back of a taxi going home from their night out. "Did you enjoy it?" "It was okay, although as most of the blokes there were wearing dresses, I felt a little left out," said Johnny. "Left out? I saw you dancing close to Penny. I wonder what Sally would say if she finds out her boyfriend was having a slow dance with a tranny." "For fuck's sake, don't you dare tell her," said a frightened Johnny. "Anyway, what would Kristen say if she knew you'd been snogging Alicia?" "I thought we'd been discreet and you hadn't seen us." "I didn't, but Penny told me that Helen had spotted you outside the ladies," Johnny smiled. Tanya smiled too, thinking of the lovely Alicia. While she was so dazzling, I found her hard to resist. I know, I'm jealous of you. Did you get her phone number? Tanya smiled again. Wouldn't you like to know? I loved what she was wearing. So did I, said Tanya. I almost asked her if she'd lend it to me. Johnny laughed. Would you like to go there again sometime? Tanya asked her friend. Maybe, but what? Well, you girls looked like you were having so much fun, and I felt a little left out. You know, you said that I should try cross-dressing, and I said no. Well, if we went again, I'd like to, you know, go as a girl. Tanya let out a shriek of pleasure and kissed Johnny again, this time on the lips. That would be such fun, he said. When can we practice? What about tomorrow? Well, maybe you can borrow that outfit from Alicia's. You've shaved your body all over? Tanya asked. Yes, said Johnny. And you've put on the bra and panties? Yes. Come on out then, and we'll get you dressed. Have you got the outfit? Asked Johnny. Yes, Alicia brought it round an hour or so ago. I've got the silver crop top, hot pants, platform boots, and platinum wig. You are going to look so gorgeous, Tanya replied. And are you wearing the maid's uniform? Of course, madam. Johnny unlocked the bathroom door. Wearing a robe to cover the underwear, he went into Tanya's bedroom, where he was waiting to get his friend dressed, looking flawless in the black uniform with the white trim, apron, and cap. Wow, said Johnny, you look great. And so will you in a few minutes, madam. Now, what can I call you? I can't call you Johnny. How about Emily? Okay, Em, that's fine by me. Tanya helped Emily pat out his bra with tissues. Then he put on nude tights, followed by the hot pants and crop top, which fitted perfectly. The boots weren't such a good fit, but they were okay. Then came the wig, which transformed Johnny into Emily. The makeup, jewelry, and perfume followed. Emily studied himself in the mirror, unable to believe how sexy he looked. Tanya smiled when he saw his new creation. Emily, you know that you said you fancied me.
Yes. Do you still?
Yes, why? Because I fancy you. Their lips met in a passionate kiss. They felt each other's bodies, Tanya feeling Emily's bare midriff, Emily feeling up Tanya's dress. Won't you come to bed with me? Tanya asked. You're irresistible in that outfit. No way are you going to give it back to Alicia. Emily smiled. It would suit you too. Maybe tomorrow I can be the maid and you can wear it.
Sure, said Tanya. Now let's go to bed.
Emily smiled again. Come on then. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next part of this story. And show your support on Patreon.